You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 23rd, the eve of the Memorial Day weekend, and we put out a call to asking for your commentary, your comments, and your responses, and lo and behold, we got one. We have one from Glenn saying, Adora, you mispronounced polygamy and called it polygyny and misnamed the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints. Polygyny, as we understand, is when a man can have multiple wives. Polygamy is when it can be.
So that was correct.
Both.
That was correct.
Well,
so the corrector is wrong.
We thought it was correct, but I think he's right. I did mispronounce the name of the church. So, Glenn, we appreciate your thoughts.
You win one, you lose one. I got some bad news for you, though, folks, here on the Memorial Day weekend. You only got 5 billion years left until the sun burns out, okay? And while you're making your plans, while you're packing, the good news is, fortunately, the sun will not supernova, okay? It will not supernova. It will just burn out. So imagine if you were in a star system where there was a supernova. Hey, the universe is a big place. It's hard to know what's going on everywhere at the same time because you can't see all places at once. But amateur astronomers are looking at the universe, and they found supernova 2008D. It's a star 20 times bigger than our own sun. It's basically a supernova exploding in real time, except the real time was 88 million years ago. Heidi Hamel is a senior research scientist at the Space Science Institute based in Boulder, Colorado. She's joining us from her home in Connecticut. Heidi, this is a great spectacle that telescopes are viewing all over the world. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it except on the internet, just like most people can see it.
And what is it that you're seeing, and at what stage of the supernova explosion are we at this point?
Well, at this point, what we're watching is the fade out of the supernova. All right, the explosion occurred already, and it was actually not caught by amateur astronomers. This supernova, surprisingly, was caught by a professional astronomer.
Why surprising?
Well, the reason it's surprising is that most professional astronomers are usually staring at one tiny spot in the sky, and they're focused on whatever they're looking at, like a star or a planet or a galaxy.
To get their doctorate, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. And so they aren't scanning the skies looking for exploding stars. And most supernova are found by amateurs who are just out looking, scanning through skies, looking at galaxies, and seeing an unusually bright star, and they report it. Well, what was spectacular about this event was that a professional astronomer was using one of NASA's X-ray telescopes up in space, and she, Alicia Soderberg from Princeton, was actually looking at a galaxy that had had another supernova that had just gone off, you know, just a few months earlier at the end of 2007. And while she was looking at that galaxy in the X-ray telescope, an X-ray flash occurred in another part of the galaxy. And that X-ray flash was actually the moment of the explosion of this massive star. Normally, we've never seen the star actually explode before. Normally, what we see is the remnant of the explosion. After this massive star collapses, it sends out a huge shockwave that blasts out the outer shells of the star. And as those outer shells expand, we see this huge brightening of a star.
Heidi, I am so excited right now. I feel like I'm out in the galaxy. Now, the Swift telescope that caught these pictures has found a supernova that's called an LBC supernova. What does that mean?
It's actually the number one BC.
Okay.
We have different types. In fact, I made the same mistake when I was checking some things before.
Thank you for saving me.
There's type 1 supernovae and type 2 supernovae, and they're really fundamentally different. The type 1 that we're talking about here is where a giant star explodes all on its own because its core collapses. The other type of supernova is a type 2. That's where you've got two stars together, a giant one and a smaller one, and stuff from the bigger one falls off onto the smaller one and vice versa, and they cause these explosions that make the stars brighten.
Heidi, so, I read that this type 1 was 100 billion times as bright as the sun. Is that possible?
It's absolutely possible. Isn't that astounding?
Yeah, and there's no sunscreen for that.
Absolutely not. And that's why we're glad it's happening in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, you don't want those things happening next door to you.
But it actually happened 88 million years ago, right?
Well, that's right. You know, but that's because it takes, the universe is so big, it took the light from that exploding star, you know, 80-some 80 million years to get here.
Well, what can we learn from this supernova quickly?
Well, you know, what we're learning from this particular event, which is so special, is we're learning the whole process of how a star explodes. Normally, we just see the ending part of it. This is going to allow it. We've been able to mobilize all our telescopes around the world to watch the actual moment of explosion and death, if you will, and watch the dying process. And that may sound grim to you, but it's actually about life, because what happens when a supernova explodes is it spreads its material throughout the surrounding galaxy. And so all the elements that we know and love, the heavier elements, you know, the things like iron and gold and whatnot, those come from exploding stars. Normally, we don't have that kind of stuff around.
Heidi, got one last question from our friend Tiffany Norwood, who's here in the studio.
Heidi, you said this happened near a previous explosion. Are these type of supernova aftershocks normal?
Well, these two were on opposite sides of their host galaxy, so they really weren't related to one another. But we do think that, you know, where you have many massive stars forming, you are likely to have supernova triggering other supernova. Not in this case, but often this case.
But again, we're glad that they're far away. Heidi Hamill, thank you so much for joining us. She's a senior research scientist at the Space Science Institute based in Boulder, Colorado. She spoke with us from Connecticut. And as the Memorial Day weekend begins, we want to remind you of an invitation we gave you yesterday. We want you to memorialize someone close to you if you're thinking about them on Memorial Day. Certainly there are people, millions of people around the United States who are close to a veteran or close to someone who's involved in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's our chance to create a Memorial Day for you and to play it on Monday for our listeners around the nation at 877-8-MY-TAKE to leave your memorial for your loved one on this Memorial Day. And then we have headlines from Femi Okeh.